This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The United States recorded its 12 millionth COVID-19 case on Saturday, even as millions of Americans were expected to travel for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. The COVID-19 epidemic has killed more than 255,000 people in the United States, and the recent escalation has prompted more than 20 states to impose sweeping new restrictions to curb the virus. More than 1 million people flew through U.S. airports on Friday, according to data from the Transportation Security Administration. That fueled fears of even greater spread of the virus. It was the second heaviest domestic air traffic day since the start of the pandemic, despite pleas from public health officials for Americans to stay home for the Thanksgiving holiday. California is enacting a nighttime curfew in just a few hours as spiking coronavirus cases threaten to swamp health care systems. The new restrictions say people should stay home from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., except for essential errands. The curfew runs through December 21st and covers 41 counties that contain most of the state's population. In an AP interview, Los Angeles County Sheriff's Captain Edward Ramirez says deputies are encouraging people to adhere to the curfew, but won't be out targeting offenders.
Our goal is to not arrest folks. Our goal is to not use the criminal law to enforce these things, but to utilize education, to utilize humanity, to talk to folks about the issues.
Meanwhile, Los Angeles County says it could impose an even more drastic lockdown next week as the state's largest county records record infection rates. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal judge has turned down efforts by President Donald Trump's campaign to stop the governor of Pennsylvania from certifying President-elect Joe Biden's win in the battleground state. Trump's campaign had sought an injunction to prevent the certification because they argued Pennsylvania had violated the U.S. Constitution when counties took different approaches to notifying voters about problems with their mail-in ballots. U.S. District Judge Matthew Brand turned down the request because he said its legal arguments were without merit and unsupported by evidence. In his ruling, Brand said what he called speculative accusations could not justify disenfranchising the entire state. It was the latest setback in Trump's attempt to overturn the election. Biden beat Trump in Pennsylvania by 80,000 votes. The Islamic State's affiliate in Afghanistan is being blamed for a deadly morning mortar and rocket attack that killed at least 8 people and wounded several others in Kabul on Saturday. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
The explosions set off warning sirens from embassies, and the attack comes just 2 days before a major conference for Afghanistan in Geneva. Afghanistan's Ministry of Interior said along with the dead, dozens more have been injured in the blast, with many requiring hospital treatment. Spokesman Tariq Aryan said terrorists mounted 14 rockets in a small truck and set them off. He added that an investigation was ongoing to find out how the vehicle got inside the city. One of the rockets landed close to the Iranian embassy, but it later said in a statement that there were no casualties among its staff.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. Several thousand people protested in Paris on Saturday against a bill that would make it a crime to circulate an image of a police officer's face with the intention that they should be harmed. Supporters say that officers and their families need protection from harassment, both online and in person, when off duty. The offense would carry a maximum penalty of 1 year in jail and a $53,000 fine. Opponents say the law would infringe on journalists' freedom to report and make it harder to hold police accountable for abuses such as excessive use of force. Pope Francis has urged young economists, entrepreneurs, and business leaders to promote post-pandemic development models that involve the poor. During the pandemic, Francis has decried that the people on the margins of society have been among those that suffered the most. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News. You can find more on our website, voanews.com.